This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Salaam alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zeenat and today's topic is No intercession will be given for those who regard Salat as unimportant. Like making light of Salat is counted among the greater sins. Now we have been discussing about that we have to control the greater sins. You know, we cannot do any kind of greater sin deliberately. So greater sin is what? Taking your Salat very lightly. What do you really mean by that? You mean that you're offering Salat. Oh yeah, you're offering Salat. But you're offering like you're just used to it, you know, without understanding the meaning, going up and down like an exercise, like, and then you're not understanding the meaning of what you're reciting. Okay, it is Zuhr time, it is Asr time, Maghrib time, you just have to offer the Salat and go away. Because we have to understand one thing, you're standing in front of your Almighty Allah. You're praising His attribute. You know, when you're standing, you're praising Him, you're going to ruku, and then you're going to sajda, prostration I'm talking about, you're talking about His attribute. Allah, you're the greatest. Allah, you're the highest. And in order to speak this word, you have to prostrate. You have to bow down. So these things is very important. Why you're going in ruku, why you're bowing down your head into prostration. You have to mean it with your heart. So if you don't just mean it, if you're just going up and down, you're taking Salat, your namaz, your prayers very lightly. And second thing is, okay, I offer Salat 4 times a day. In the morning, I cannot wake up. At least I'm doing it 4 times a day. This is actually a very big sin because you're avoiding the Salat al-Fajr. That's the morning prayers. And okay, one of the example for the college students, school students and job people at the job. Okay, I won't be able to offer any kind of a Salat, the Zuhr and Asr because I'm working and when I come home, it's already 6 p.m. And in front of the people, I don't want to go during the break time and offer Salat. I will do the Qaza Salat. You know, I will do it later. So that is deliberately, on purpose, you're avoiding your Salat, which is actually a big, 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 big sin. So for those people, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, someone, there is no intercession because Salat is mandatory. That means that is wajib. It is mentioned in some reports that the one who considered the prayers unimportant is not eligible for intercession. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has said, our intercession is not for those who consider the prayers unimportant or take it very light. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, one who considers prayers unimportant is not from me. By Allah, he cannot reach me at the Hawza Kawthar. Now we are discussing this because he says this is foolishness and an act of arrogance. Now, we have to understand the point in this matter. This is about a day-to-day life, the way we live a life at the jobs and all. So how important we have to take Salat. So the Holy Prophet has said that by Allah, he cannot reach near me at the Hawza al-Kawthar. What is Hawza al-Kawthar? It is a place which it is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, which is actually during the Day of Judgment, we will be reaching to that place. It's a holy place. So this is about that discussion. So now we have to understand that what is excessive sins destroyed the faith. Now for those people who are just thinking, oh, we are Shia, we have the love of Ahlul Bayt in our heart, the Holy Prophet is going to intercede for us. Now we all are sinners. We are human beings. You know, we are not innocent people. So now, if we are sinning, we even have to understand the excessive sins destroys the faith. Whatever has been mentioned in this discussion that I have been discussing, when the person concerned has died with correct belief, you know. Now, for example, let me just give you a small example that if someone is just used to avoiding his Salat deliberately, morning Salat, the 2 rakat Salat, you know. So for so many years, he lived for 50 years, 60 years. And for 60 years, he said, I don't have to offer this morning Salat. I don't wake up. This is avoiding your Salat, taking it light is a very big sin. And when the person is doing that, you know, it becomes like a dot in your hole because a heart is white, you know, it is purified, it's beautiful. Whenever we commit any kind of sin, a black hole comes on the heart, you know? And any kind of sins that if we don't repent, if we don't avoid, you know, again, Tawbah is very, very good. But if you're not repenting or we are not doing Tawbah, black dot comes in a heart and it makes the entire heart, you know, dark. It blackens the heart. So now when these things happen, a heart is entire blackened. Subsequently, he enters the limit of doubts and reaches the point of denial. That means the person dies as an unbeliever. At this time, if he is taken away by the angel of death, such a person is similar to the one who has consumed poison in the false hope that the doctor would save his life. But when the doctor arrives, death has already preceded him. What can the doctor do to cure him? In the same way, the request of the intercession is ineffective.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
If so many great sins, if so many sins makes the heart of the person so blackened that the person dies as an unbeliever. So the intercession of the intercession shall not avail them. So this is actually mentioned in the Holy Quran also. So then evil was the end of those who did evil because they rejected the communication of Allah and used to mock them. So we have to be very, very careful about these things, that about our sins that we are doing. And we should not take our sins lightly at all, because the blackened heart is immune to advice and counsel. What do you mean by that? Okay, the people with the blackened heart are totally unaffected by any counsels because their sin have caused the darkness to spread all over their heart. Now, how do we do sin? You know, let's dig into our own life. Usually, if we want to sin, for example, backbiting, which is a very big sin, false accusing someone, destroying someone's character, usurping someone's property, which is a very greater sins. First, we make the sins as, you know, allowed for ourselves, that is halal, you know. Oh, it is allowed, that's okay, you know, I'm offering my salat, I'm doing all these things. It's okay to backbite because I'm just used to. We make forbidden thing as allowed for ourselves, you know, and then we do such kind of a sin. So now a habit has become a nature. Now when the habit has become nature, what happens here, you know, it becomes very casual that we keep sinning it again and again, you know, and then we lose this whiteness in us. And any kind of person who comes and say that you're backbiting, you're false accusing, they say, I don't think so, this is backbiting, I don't think so, this is sinning. And this is a very, very casual thing that most of the people keep doing it, making it halal, making it allowed for themselves. The loss of the inner eye prevents them from perceiving truth, nor can they recognize the truth when they see it. They cannot accept any exhortation and revert to the path of worship. It is the connection that Imam Jafar al-Sadiq has said, a man resolves to perform a sinful action but does not act upon it, but sometime does commit it. Allah sees him and says, by my glory, after this, I shall never forgive you. So be very careful about your greatest sin, especially your salah. Do not take it lightly because it is a very, very big thing. Thank you so much for listening. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. All I need. Love is all I need.